Good evening. This is Mick Daly with our regular Monday night Team Eagles call. Glad you joined us. And this will be the first of what will be a series of calls where we will return to the basics, both the old basics, but we're going to add a few new basics from our recent study of the book Six Figures in 6 Months. But before I start that, let me bring us up to speed, because from this point forward, I believe we can really claim that we have an amazingly predictable roadmap for success in this business. We've always had a roadmap, and in recent years it's been a very mature roadmap, but we've added predictability, which is a lesson we learned from the book Six Figures, and you'll learn more about the predictability of this roadmap in the course of the next few weeks. But for now, suffice to say that the predictability comes mainly from the success that derives from learning and mastering a certain set of skills. And as you and we develop those skills and as we grow, so very predictably our business will grow as well. Developing these skills is a natural byproduct of working our system, and it always has been that way. And that's very much the way I learned those skills. It was completely haphazard, seat of the pants, so to speak. But the fact is, the more intentional you and we are at self-improvement and at learning these skills, then the better and the quicker we will see success. So as a reminder, for some of you, you'll remember this from the study, book study, these skills are acquired in three distinct phases as we build our Juice Plus virtual franchise. And these three phases of personal growth represent this predictable roadmap for success in the business. And the three phases are phase one, learn the basics, phase two, build a team, and phase three, become a leader. And the one follows on quite naturally from the others. Now, as I've pointed out before, many of these skills are life skills. And some people join this business with some of these skills well developed from a previous profession or job. I'm thinking of teachers and nurses and business owners who bring a set of skills with them that are invaluable. And for that reason, some of those people get off to a fast start in this business. But that doesn't preclude in any way the necessity of learning other skills which are unique to this business. And confession time, that was my problem. Most of you know me well enough to know that my story of my first 3 years was not a happy story, because I was too arrogant to accept that I needed to change, needed to grow, and needed to learn. I discovered the cost of that arrogance over a period of 3 or 4 years, and then I came to my senses. But that's another story for another time. So, we have a predictable roadmap based on personal growth, learning certain skills. And one of the things that I know several of you on this call, because you've been with us for a number of years, will agree with me, that far too often we see new people joining our business and simply not following the system, as I didn't, and skipping steps, and therefore not developing those skills that are so very important. So that's why we're going to embark on this series of calls over the next several weeks, going back to the basics, adding a few new basics. And let's start now, looking back, as I said in my announcement email, let's start looking back at last week's call featuring Jo Ellen Anderson, National Marketing Director from Houston, Texas, who really gave us something pretty exciting at a kind of a generic level. She reinforced the fact that innovation has a role to play in our system. We have a great system. And yes, we need to follow the system, but golly, there is room for innovation. And she innovated beautifully with one of her new team members, as she told us. Question for those of you who heard the call, either live or recorded, remembering it, what was your big takeaway from that call? And as you're thinking about that question and coming up with an answer, I'm going to conduct this call with a series of what I hope will be high-yielding questions, which is one of the key skills that we need to learn and develop to be successful in this business. So what was your big takeaway? Anyone?
I think for me, knowing Jo Ellen now for a number of years, and before she was in NMD and now after she's in NMD, is that she was open to learning from someone else. Or, you know, I mean, she kind of took an idea and ran with it, and she was willing to spend the time with a new distributor come up with a concept that is working.
Right. Good point, Sandy. You know, she responded to Catherine's need, didn't she? Because Catherine's a teacher down in McAllen, Texas. She had just a short window where she could really work hard, work fast to get her 10-1-10 fast track completed. And Joellen was willing to go down there, 6.5-hour drive to work with her, but they needed to compress the time scale, do a lot in a very short time, which is what gave rise to her whole day of wellness, where in 12 hours she gave, five presentations. I guess two or three of them were formal to groups, others were individual, and that was enough to help Catherine complete her fast track. Pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, good point. So she was willing to learn, willing to adapt, and willing to invest the time. Yep. Love it. Anybody else? Another takeaway from last week's call.
I don't know Joellen well. This is Mary Jo. But it was so fun to hear her laugh, because as I know her, she didn't laugh too much.
Oh. Now that's an interesting comment. Very insightful. So you think she's having more fun than she used to?
I don't know, but she certainly did laugh on the call several times.
Yeah, she did.
And it was a very honest laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I love
interesting,
hearing that.
Interesting comment, yeah. And that's a good thing to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We need more laughter in our lives, right? Somebody else, one more takeaway from last week's call. Does anybody think that there's something that they might want to try with a new person joining your team?
I remember this, Cheryl. I remember last week was a blur. I've had my grandkids, my family here, and it's just been crazy. So I can't even remember the call. I remember I was impressed with it, and so I'm going to go back and listen to it again.
Thanks for being on the show.
I can't put my input in because it's gone.
It's okay. No worries.
I've got my little brain right now.
Oh. Okay, so moving on from that. Let's go back to the most basic of basics. What would you say, don't make me into a fibber. This is supposed to be a high-yielding question, people. What is the most basic activity for everyone working as a Juice Plus rep or distributor? What does everyone have to do if they're going to have any success at all in this
Talk
business?
To people.
Yes, thank you. Talk to people. It doesn't get more basic than that. But is anybody really willing to admit that there are times when they simply don't want to talk to people? I do.
Oh, yeah. I can go a whole day without talking to people and be happy.
Well said, Sandy. And, you know, honestly, there are some days when the world is a better place when I do not talk to people. If I wake up, you know, I get out of bed on the wrong side in the morning, wake up with whatever. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. But that is the most basic. You know, people have to talk to people because if we don't open our mouths, nothing happens, right?
Yes.
But that leads to the next question. So if you say to a brand new person, okay, go talk to people. Well, that's not really very sound advice, is it? So they would quite rightly say, well, what do I say and who would I say it to? Who do I talk to? So that brings us to the next question. If I can find my notes, they're out of sequence. How dare they be? Okay, so that leads to the question, how should a new person start their Juice Plus business? And it would be wonderful if our system was so predictable that everyone started exactly the same way. But in reality, that's not going to happen. I will offer this So that was a rhetorical question. I will offer that I would love for every new person starting their Juice Plus virtual franchise to start out by telling all of their best friends and family members simply that they've started a new business with no agenda other than launching a business. So, I mean, if you opened a store, if you, like a franchise, if you opened a restaurant, what would you do? You tell all your best friends and family that you had done that, and you would say, I hope you're going to come. come to my store, come to my restaurant. But you launch a business. You announce the fact that you're in business with no other agenda than to let people know. So that's my first thing. So the second thing is, when the new person does that, when they simply tell friends and family, I've started a new business, what then? Because if somebody asks, well, what is it? What are they going to say? How would they answer the question, what is this new business?
They'd say their story.
Yeah. Sounds like they need to tell both their product story and their business story, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there we've got number one, one of the basic skills, which is being able to write and then share your product story and your business story. And as we go through this, we'll find that many of these initial basic skills are absolutely essential for the new person. And if they simply, you know, do the basics of the business, they will develop the skill. So, the new person, you need to know your story. You need to have written your story. You need to have had help from your sponsor or your coach or your mentor to get your story good enough. And then you need to have memorized it well enough. Short story, 45 to 60 seconds, so that you can answer the question, well, what is your business, with your two stories. So if the new person starts that way, then that's a start. But who else are they going to tell, and how are they going to tell them? So beyond just simply announcing and launching the business, what would another next step be, a good step to take?
To write their memory jogger.
You are reading my mind, girl. Exactly. So, you know, that list of the closest friends and family that they've told about their business, those names need to go on a list, and that list is what we call the memory jogger. And, you know, if the new person tells maybe 10 or 12 closest friends and family, then they need to add a few more names to their memory jogger to get it to at least 20 plus names. Then there's another good step, because we want to prioritize the list. Even if the list is only 20, and even if they're all friends and family, what would be one good way to prioritize that list?
Look at the contacts on your phone.
Well, that would be good to add more names, absolutely. There are so many different places you can go to get names to put on your memory jogger. But I'm thinking of prioritizing, and I think I'm actually thinking of deciding which names you're not going to talk to first. So this would be design your team. You look at that list and say, okay, out of 20 people, are there two or three people there I really, really want down the road to join my team, my Juice Plus virtual franchise team? Because those are not the ones you want to start with. Those are the ones you want to push to the back of the list and practice on the others who don't matter so much, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
So prioritizing a list will be good. You know, prioritizing it. The hot ones are the ones who are such close friends. They are so forgiving that they won't mind if you mess up telling your story to. They will come to your wellness party when you invite them, you're pretty sure. The next question is, when you have that list of 20 to 30 names, how would you like to approach them? So for a brand new person, we know from experience that some people are very comfortable just sitting down or on the phone, talking to one person at a time, sharing the story, and are remarkably successful, much more so than I would ever have been, at sharing a story which the other person finds so compelling that they say, wow, that sounds awesome. I want that stuff. And those people fast-track one person at a time. Just they get their 10 customers, they find one business partner to join them in the, on their team, they and that other person get 10 more customers, and there they are, they've done it. Some make it look so easy. But for most people, I would suggest, most new people don't feel as comfortable as that. So there's a good alternative, which is to invite people to a party. And again, some would prefer to do it one-on-one. Some would much prefer to have a party. There are people I know well who are such party people. They like nothing better than to have a party. And yes, I know that there are lots of businesses out there that do parties of all kinds, but that's okay. Some people love going to parties. So the next step would be for the person who feels comfortable inviting to a party, what's the best way to do that? Well, you start with a list, yep. You start with your memory jogger, and if you had 50 names on your memory jogger, you might want to cut that down and prioritize it and decide on the 20 to 30 names of people you're going to invite. But before we get into the invitation, what are the advantages of a wellness party or a wellness presentation in your home or in someone else's home? Doesn't matter where it is. What would you say were the advantages?
Well, you're talking to more people at once, so just cutting down on the time. And, it just saves time. I think that's the main thing.
Third-party validation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because ideally, at your wellness party, the new person will have at least their sponsor or some other experienced Juice Plus person there. And I know this won't always work because we have sponsored a lot of people across the country and we simply can't be there. If I had a personal helicopter or my own corporate jet, I would be there, but I don't. But it's not possible to be there for their first wellness presentation, so we have to find another way to do that. But in most cases, the new person and the sponsor will be right there in the same town. And so the beauty of it is third-party validation, Cheryl, absolutely. The new person tells their friends, hey, I've got my mentor in the business who's very experienced and a fun lady. You're going to love her. So she can make her seem the expert. And as Jo Ellen told us last week, she is the expert, because if you make a big deal of someone who's going to be there as the expert, nobody else knows that they may not know that much more than the newbie does. They don't have to be a national marketing director. As Jo Ellen put it last week, the new person can make them seem larger than life. I love the way she put that. So you promote the expert, you, as we like to call it, edify the expert and make them seem larger than life. You build them up. So the third party is a big deal. And, you know, even if you don't have that advantage of the expert to promote, the third party is the experts on the DVD. And that's always a big deal. When you see those doctors and other experts on the DVD, they are very credible. They really make their point, get it across well. What about level of interest? You know, one of the things that we're talking more and more about these days is having good conversations with people where we ask good questions, high-yielding questions, to determine whether they have an interest or a need at all in Juice Plus or the business. But when you're inviting people to a wellness party, you're not asking them if they have a need. That probably isn't going to be part of the conversation. In a sense, you are asking them if they have any interest, because some people, when you invite them, they may say, no, you know what, I don't want to come. I don't like parties, or I'm not interested in wellness, I'm healthy, I eat a good diet, whatever their excuse is. So they may already tell you they have no interest. But that's useful in a way, because inviting, let's say, 20 people to a wellness party, if five of them make it clear they have absolutely no interest, well, you're going to put them way down the bottom of your list, and you're probably not going to talk to them again for a while until they get educated. And you're not going to take on the Mount Everest task of educating them, because it's simply too high a mountain to climb. So one of the beauties of inviting people to a wellness party or wellness presentation is that you're kind of pre-qualifying their level of interest. And if they come, they may have a certain level of interest. And, of course, during the course of the 45 minutes of the presentation, then you will get to know whether they have a level, an interest or not. So, again, right, Sandy, you're right. It really saves a lot of time, saves a lot of energy. And by the time you've been through that process, invited, let's say, 20, maybe you've had 5 or 6 people come, and that's a pretty good ratio. Invite 20 to 2, get 5 or 6 to actually come and attend. And then coming out of it, you might get 2 customers on the night. So you'll get another one who says, I want to go home and ask my husband, another one who might show some interest. Then the others, what would you do with those who you invited but didn't come?
Well, you have an opportunity to go back to them and tell them what happened and send them something else, or, you know, invite them to another party, another event, or sit down with them. But you've already made one contact, so you know, they're familiar with you.
That's right. One expression we use a lot is the pipeline. The moment you have invited someone or you've talked to someone, you've shared your story with someone, you've moved them from your name list into your pipeline. So they are now active, and you need to do good follow-up with them. And yes, you could sit down with them. You could invite them to watch a DVD with you. You could ask them if they would watch an online video. And, you know, one of the nice things is that these days we tend to use, in a wellness presentation, we tend to use the Live Life to the Plus presentation book. And there is now a really good webinar with Catherine Lee, of all people, who is wonderful, as most of us know, actually giving that Live Life to the Plus wellness presentation in webinar form. And so for the person who misses it, you can say, well, I'm so sorry you missed it. We had an absolute blast. But the information that you missed is available if you're willing to watch this 20-minute online webinar. And it's exactly the information that they would have heard, minus the video, minus the DVD, during the wellness party. So that's a great opportunity. And yeah, I think a lot of people miss this. They kind of don't forget, but they don't do good follow-up with those who couldn't come, didn't come, or said no but had a good excuse, where they at least think there might be a level of interest. And that's a huge missed opportunity. As you say, Sandy, you've already made the contact. You've already probably shared your story. Those are people who need good follow-up.
Where's Catherine Lee's webinar?
I'm glad you asked. If you go to the wellness presentation page at teamjp.net, which is teamjp.net/WPS, you'll see it right there, sitting right there.
Very good.
Right underneath the video, which you can play right there, you'll see it says you can send your prospects and customers who cannot attend your party to watch it here. If you click on the here, then it gives you a separate page where you just have that presentation. That's actually teamjp.net/LLTTP for Live Life to the Plus. And again, that, you know, our lives are so much easier now than they were, Sandy and Cheryl, when we first got started in this, being able to have people watch a video like this or a webinar like this online. Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's crazy.
We have you to thank for that, you know.
No, because there are lots of other websites where this stuff is available. I just try to make it as easy as I can for you. I don't want to take all the credit, though. Just a little bit.
This is Marissa. This is Marissa from Dallas. I just wanted to say something. I'm kind of very much in the very beginning of my business, and I think it's easier to approach people that you're not emotionally attached to, whether they're your close friends or your family, because you feel like you're annoying them with this new business that you have. And so it's hard to go back to them in your follow-up. So sending them something either through email or webinar, you have that you know, that story that has the time and that you don't have in the business, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does, totally, Marissa. And, yeah, I think all of us understand very well the – it's a paradox, isn't it? That
right.
Logically, our closest best friends and our closest family members, logically, they ought to be the people that we can go to and say, hey, start a new business, take a look at this. You know, no worries if you're not interested, but just do me a favor, take a look at this. But for some reason, that often isn't the case. And so we kind of have to come to terms with that. However, I think a lot of the reason that we feel that way, Marissa, is, how can I put it? Maybe it's fear of the unknown. We're just not sure how people are going to respond. When one of us steps over the line to become a Juice Plus representative and to actually decide, okay, I'm going to do something with this. I'm not sure what yet, but I'm going to do something with this. Then you're faced with a dilemma because you do need to talk to people. You do need to share your story. And there are only two types of people you can share your story with. Well, three types, really. One is people you know very well and people who know you very well. The opposite is people you don't know at all, and the middle group are people who you know but not very well, people who know you but not very well. So hot market, cold market, and warm market, as we sometimes call those terms. And a lot of people avoid hot market and pretty much warm market, and they go for cold market, and they do it by joining networking groups and paying money to have a booth at a trade show or a health fair or a business expo. And people have been very successful at building their business, doing just that. One of the downsides to that, however, is that when you find someone at a business expo, then guess what? They will do exactly what you did. So you end up having a different system. A non-standard system, which can work for some people, but it can only work for those who feel comfortable talking to complete strangers. That makes me ask the question, okay, Marissa, do you feel more comfortable talking to complete strangers or talking to people you know well?
I'm very easily can talk to anybody, strangers or people that I know well. It's just when I reapproach them, I guess I have to push them a little bit further down the line than approaching them so quickly.
Okay, so are you okay talking to three of your very best friends just to say, hey, I'm having a party, would you come?
Oh, sure, yes, that's easy.
Okay, good. I misunderstood you then. I went rabbiting on for no good reason. That's okay, because I know a lot of people do have that concern that I was thinking you had. So tell me again, what is your concern? Is it follow-up afterwards, or?
Oh, no, I was just throwing in, you know, that sometimes it's harder to reapproach somebody that is closer to you because you don't want to burden them with this thing that you're really excited with. They almost...
Okay. Okay,
you know, so put that off as, oh, that's just Marissa with this new venture that she started, as opposed to really taking it seriously in what you're approaching them with.
I got you. So, for example, you're having a wellness party, you've called 20 friends, five of them said no, they couldn't come, two out of the five said, I really want to be there, but I can't make it. The other three, I can't make it. So you've got a sense that those three really weren't interested, but the other two, the other two were really pretty positive and would have been there. So my advice is, you ladies have such better sixth sense or instincts than we men do. So you will have a sense for which of those friends you should follow up with again, because you know there was a level of interest. And the others, well, you can put them bottom of your list. That's okay. Does that make sense?
That's very insightful. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Go with the gut. I mean, you know, use your instincts, follow your instincts, but then also be prepared for be prepared to be surprised at every stage. As Joellen said last week, Catherine down in McAllen, Texas, the one person who came to one of her wellness parties who she was certain was going to order because she has tons of money, didn't. And all of her other friends who were struggling financially did. So, awesome lesson. The ones who you think will, won't, and the ones you think won't, will. So be prepared to be surprised, sometimes pleasantly, sometimes not so pleasantly. So let's get on to the next part of it, because once a new person like Marissa has got to this point, what is the tried and proven invitation process on which all of this hinges? None of anything we've talked about is going to work unless Marissa and other new people in this business are willing to learn and master this invitation process. And by the way, once you have mastered it, your success is absolutely guaranteed unless you go and live on a desert island in the Pacific where there is no internet, no phone system. You're guaranteed success. But the invitation process begins not with call, send, call. It begins with, number one, commitment. And that commitment shows up by being willing to make the list, which starts as a memory jogger, make the list of the people you're going to call to invite to this event. And secondly, it's a commitment to be at the event. So it might be wellness presentation or wellness party. It might be a Prevention Plus seminar that's happening in Dallas or in Fort Worth. The commitment to be at the event. And then, secondly, after commitment, is attitude. Because to be successful, we have to have an attitude which is characterized by determination. I will do whatever it takes to be at that event with guests, plural, not just one, two, three, five, ten, whatever it takes. Get past whatever obstacles there may be in my path and whatever disappointments stand in the way. Determination. And then an attitude of optimism, enthusiasm, and expectancy, expecting the best. I will be there. I will have a bunch of enthusiastic, excited guests with me.
Sure.
It will happen. So, commitment, attitude. And then third, the system. The third part is the action. Action to follow the system. And the system starts with, you've got a calendar of local events. You must have a calendar of local events. You need to have your monthly event planner with the local events that are upcoming on that monthly event planner with the names of the people you're going to invite to those events. So that's where the list of events comes together with the list of names. Those two lists need to merge on your monthly event planner. And be open to building your own event. You know, Sandy Guest, thank you, Sandy, produced a wonderful map, roadmap for a person to take another person on the phone or in person, but typically on the phone, where they're both sitting looking at the juicebox.com website, and you take them through a web walk or a web WP. Brilliant. Thank you, Sandy. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I know you didn't invite the whole thing, but you put that kind of that roadmap together, and we love it. So you can build your own event. Again, it would be a one-on-one type of deal, but it works beautifully. And then you make your list, and you make the list long, and you invite, if you want one or two people to come to a Prevention Plus, you need to invite 10 to 15 people. If you want to get 5, 6, or 7 people to a wellness presentation, you need to invite 20 to 30. Those are the numbers, the ratios. And then the call, send, call. I won't go through the call, send, call because it's clearly spelled out, very well described in the starter guide. Remember that thing that every new person gets that gathers dust on the shelf? Yeah. That starter guide is brilliant. We need to dust it off and get it back out and make sure that every new person takes it seriously, because it is. And by the way, everything I'm saying doesn't just apply to the brand new person. It applies to every single person who wants to restart, who wants to build up that momentum again. Because if you do it, your team will do it. And if you don't, they won't. Simple as that. So, lastly, that was the call, send call. And by the way, if you miss one of these steps, any one of these steps, then I'm afraid you are more likely to fail. And we simply don't want that. So then lastly, the option is on the table for a whole day of wellness that Jo Ellen told us about, or a whole weekend of wellness. So we're actually planning with a couple of folks that we're looking at going and visiting. And what might a weekend of wellness look like? Here's where I'm going to scare you a little bit. How about Friday evening, a wine and wellness? Saturday morning, a smoothie party. Saturday lunch, a lunch and learn party. And Saturday evening, another wine and wellness. If you and we have the stamina, go for it. We're slightly over time, but I'm hoping you found this useful because, by golly, going back to the basics is so necessary, is so important. In doing so, we have looked at a number of the skills that are necessary for all of us to master in the learn the basics phase of the Juice Plus Virtual Franchise. So we have discussed the memory jogger, designing your team, writing your story, inviting to events with call, send, call invitation process. We haven't mentioned connection calls, but and they fit in there very well too, three-way calls. And we've all even talked about asking questions and listening. And by the way, goal setting, just writing your list and looking at your events and deciding how many people you want to be with you at an event, that is a very important goal to be setting. And of course, we've discussed the 10-1-10 and the completing your fast track. We've covered quite a few of the skills, and we will go into a number of these in a lot more detail in coming weeks. So I'm going to call this to a halt right now and stop the recording, but I'm going to stay on for any questions and any discussion anyone wants to have, because I know that we get a lot out of discussion time.